Bill Lockley with your May 12th paycheck letter. Growing up, you can probably remember your parents, a teacher, or someone you looked up to saying you must be responsible. Then there was a time when those words came alive and we became adults. Responsibility is a big word and an even bigger task for some. The expectations of responsibility is not just something we do because someone told us at a young age or because we are adults. God also requires it of us. According to the Webster Dictionary, being responsible is the ability to answer for one's conduct and obligations, to be trustworthy, to be able to choose for oneself between right and wrong. Luke 12:48 says, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." The verse never mentions the word responsibility, yet you can see we are entrusted and expected to do much with what we have been given. As a member of CRM staff, we have the responsibility to the men and women who walk through our doors seeking help for their addiction. Whether you work in accounting, maintenance, development, or counseling, we are responsible for the well-being of every individual who walks through the doors. God has entrusted us with His sheep, and we should hold each other to a standard that reflects God's love for us all. We as Christians are required to hold ourselves responsible for the service that we provide for the men and women and the way that we talk to them and the way that we react to their needs. We are required by God to love, serve, and keep a proper attitude. Love. Above all, love one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Comes from 1 Peter 4:8. To serve, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. That comes from 1 Peter 4:9-10. And keep a proper attitude. Do all things without grumbling or disputing. Comes from Philippians 2:14. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you.